I mean, McDonald and this pretty face on BBC Radio Kent. It's 11:20. So, does dieting work? In the papers today, it's reported that 4 out of 10 women who diet actually end up heavier than when they started. New research reveals that 89% of women have tried to lose weight at some point. 60% are currently on a diet. So why are many people still falling for the wrong diet plans? Well, our own Cheryl Baker from the county is a self-confessed yo-yo dieter, and GP Dr. Ian Campbell is an obesity and weight management expert. Both of you, thank you very much indeed for coming on this morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure, Matt.
Cheryl, first of all, what do you think the research shows about dieting habits in our area down here? Are we worse in our part of the world?
No, we're not worse. We're just as bad, basically. I mean, we're people. And that's the end of it. Is in particular, women. We're very self-conscious. I think in the south, in our little southeast corner, our lovely, lovely county, because, you know, we're very close to London and, you know, I don't know, people here are, you know, in the, my area, say Sevenoaks, you get a lot of sort of the stockbrokers and all that sort of money belt, if you like. Particularly women in Sevenoaks, my golly, they're really self-conscious about their weight. I think it depends where you live. But it's general, it's across the board. I think it's worldwide, you know. We're just getting into bad habits, all of us, especially women. We're eating the wrong things. We are conscious. We do want to lose weight. We want to eat the wrong things but still lose weight, and it doesn't work like that, does it?
So if you're conscious about it but you're still eating the wrong things, how does that work?
Say that again.
Well, if women are self-conscious about it but they're still eating the wrong things, are they getting the wrong advice? Or
I think they're not getting any advice. I think they're thinking, oh, I'll start a diet on Monday. That's what I've done. Or you do, and you do start a diet, and you start a diet that you stick to because you need to lose weight by Saturday. And so you eat all the wrong things, or you don't eat anything at all. And then you come off it and think, oh, what was the point? I didn't lose any weight. Or else, I lost 7 pounds. Now I can go back to my bad habits that I had before. I think that's the trouble. We need to find a plan that works for us, a life plan, as opposed to a quick fix diet. And that's what I've done. I've been a yo-yo dieter since I was a teenager. And I've got to stop. I need to stop.
Okay, well, let's get advice from the man sitting next to you, a GP, Dr. Ian Campbell, an obesity and weight management expert. Ian, why are women either taking the wrong advice or not getting advice at all?
Well, what was interesting looking at the Food, Body and Mind report that Jenny Craig commissioned was looking at the data for how women approach their dieting. I mean, at any one point in time in the Kent area, 60% of women say they're on a diet. But disappointingly, 15% of them will have given up within a week.
Right.
And it's this very short-termist approach that people have taken that leads them to very rapid disappointment. And the net result of this yo-yo or cycling that people do with weight management is that they gain weight overall.
So, I mean, the fact that 40% of women are heavier after a diet than when they start, does that suggest that they are just not taking dieting seriously then?
I think they take it seriously, but for too short a period of time. And also the reasons why we decide to lose weight are very varied. One of the biggest drivers is image. It's looking at yourself in the mirror and seeing what you look like and being, you know, almost shocked by that. You then, you know,
and then
decide
when you're happy again, stop dieting. Is that what people do?
Well, they go on a diet for a very short period of time because they don't get the results that they want. They very quickly go back off it, and that sort of the physiological effect of that leads to, in the long term, weight gain rather than weight loss.
It's that, oh, what's the point syndrome.
Right, because it hasn't worked within days.
Oh, what's the point? Oh, I might as well just go out and eat like I used to. Yeah, that's the trouble.
Yeah, but Ian, your advice basically, and Cheryl, you said it as well, isn't it? It's you've got to change your whole lifestyle rather than I'll do a diet, then I'll stop, then I'll do it and have another diet and then stop.
What I encourage people to do is to take a very long-term view. I mean, we've likened the results of this report to a sort of dating diet syndrome, where women approach dieting, they do dating for a partner. They try a relationship with a bloke for a few days or a few weeks. It doesn't seem to be right. They give up and they move on to someone else. And what I try and encourage people to do is to make a long-term commitment, see this through into the long term, develop new lifestyle habits, and then you'll start to see the results.
No, it might be the right approach to dating, but it's not for dieting, is it?
No, exactly.
Okay, Cheryl and Ian, thanks very much indeed for joining us. That's Cheryl Baker, obviously, who from the county, and Ian Campbell, an obesity and weight management expert.